Here's a man who dedicated himself to a life of vice.
You're listening to DailySession.com.
What attracts you to vinyl?
I guess the look, the feel, the smell. Just the way it sounds, though, the quality, you know, compared to digital sound now. There's no, I mean, vinyl is vinyl. It sounds much more superior. Yeah. It's just beautiful the way, you know, just putting it on the turntable and just hearing it come out the speaker the way it's supposed to. You know, it's just, I mean, there's nothing like analog sound, and that's vinyl.
And doing what?
Do you ever feel like a hoarder sometimes?
Sometimes I do. Like, for instance, yesterday, I was in my friend's house, and I just received a record from Germany, and they were like, whoa, we got to get that. And they were like, well, I'm already going to eBay and getting one. And I go home before I go to sleep. I get on the computer, and I found a test press, which they don't know yet. So they're going to flip out when I tell them, guess what I found.
Yeah.
And then I found it, I think it's from Argentina or Brazil. I mean, the pressing is not the greatest, but it's obscure, it's rare. To us, that's like a piece. When we find something like that from Japan, Brazil, you know, UK, it's like, whoa, we got something. You know, and it's, then again, it's like, to us, we normally like the import stuff, and I guess your guys like the American stuff. So it's you know, but then again, and I guess in everyone's collection, we cater to the main, what we call the promos, and the first issues that was issued here in the United States. But aside from that, we like to get other stuff from different countries because of the covers, the look, the graphics. So this is very interesting, you know. And some of the recordings are even better than the United States, like Germany, UK, some of the stuff from France, Italy, you know. So it's a nice hobby. It's not like comic books. At least we could afford it. You know, you buy a Superman 1, it's a million and something. We can't afford it.
I mean, there's records like that, too.
Yeah, there's records like that, yeah. Actually, there was a record that was, it was going off on an auction about a week ago from the UK, a Northern Soul record, 45. I think they wanted like $20,000 from the 60s. Yeah. And I guess people wanted it. It's funny because we did our research and we found some online, but I guess these are the fake ones. It's not that one record, the original, that everybody wants. So, you know, yeah, records do fetch. Maybe not as much as comics, but they go up there. Actually, there's a record at A1 at the record store now. It's by, I think, Ramo Z. And it's actually, they want $750 for the record, but it's mostly for the jacket because it was drawn by Michael Basquiat. And he was a famous artist with Keith at that time and Andy Warhol. So that, just for the cover, you know, maybe to us, I mean, the song is good, is great, I guess. It's not the greatest, but a lot of people prefer it for just the cover. I think it would be well with an artist, you know, an art collector than a record collector. But then again, you have both worlds. You have the art and the music. So, yeah. So, it's cool.
Final!